Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line is Uriel Rosen. And, of course, we have spoken to him before as the operations manager at Hatzolah. We wanted to get an update as to what is going on and what they are seeing. Uriel, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good and you. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. How is it looking? Certainly we know that the last few weeks from a hospital perspective have been quite horrific. The numbers have been really high. What is Hatzolah seeing?
So we're seeing our numbers of new cases are somewhat coming down. They're not increasing as they were 2 weeks ago. But our active amount of patients that are staying on the program are still quite high. They're still higher than our first wave. In our first wave, we had at our peak, which was really for 2 or 3 days. We were sitting at 263 active cases, and that was peak of the first wave. What we've actually been seeing is a kind of a plateau for the last week and a half of about 330 cases. And recently this week, we've started coming down a little bit. We're currently sitting at 288 active cases,
which is still an incredibly, incredibly high number.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of patients on oxygen. We've got a lot of patients. When I say a lot, we're quite a few still in hospital. So we're still managing quite a significant number that beats our first peak.
What's interesting for me to hear or to understand is, if you look at this peak versus the first peak, are you able to keep people at home longer, given lessons learned this time around?
To an extent, yes. To an extent, we can keep them at home longer. But what we're also seeing with this, let's call it mutation, is that there is a very fast decline. Which we're picking up early enough and getting them admitted to hospital with the program. But there is a fast decline. The first wave, it took 3 or 4 days of like a slow decline to, you know, for an admission to hospital. While now it is in the morning you're good, in the afternoon you're not.
And we spoke before following the first wave where you spoke about the algorithms that you were using. Would that now have shifted given the different nature of this variant?
So the algorithm didn't shift. It didn't need to shift. However, the amount of times we check in with our patients and the call it the sensitivity to sending a nurse quickly, that has shifted. So in the first wave, for someone that was a low risk with no comorbidities, with that's generally healthy, a young adult, we were calling them once every 2 days, checking in on their vitals. With this new variant, we're calling them at least once a day, even the low risks.
And in terms of age, you just referred to it there, but tell us about your observations, first and second wave.
So the first wave was a big mix, mainly call it the older population, with some younger people, obviously. But for this wave that we're seeing a lot more middle-aged groups, talking about from 40 to 60. Most of our patients on the program are between 40 and 60, which there are some that are older, but that basically shows us one thing. It shows us that the elderly, call it population, are isolating at home, and the younger ones are not.
The reality, and I fall firmly in that category, the reality is that as careful as we like to be or try to be, we also at an age that we've got teenage children, we've got kids that, you know, so our our lives are inherently just a little bit more risky because of that age.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the feedback that you're getting, are you having the same success with keeping people at home on the program? Or as you say, because this variant can turn so quickly, you find that a higher number are requiring admission?
So we are seeing that this wave, we're having a lot more admissions than we did the first wave. Mm. And, however, we are still seeing success as, we are picking it up early. I don't know if I've said it in the last time we chatted, but the whole idea of the program is to pick up a patient's deterioration before they even feel it. Mm. The problem with COVID is that their oxygen levels drop, their heart rate jumps up, and they're feeling fine. They're feeling absolutely fine. They feel like they can go to work.
Right.
But really, their vital signs are showing a completely different picture. With us continue monitoring them, sending them a nurse, doing some blood tests, whatever is necessary for their care with, speaking to the doctors all the time, we're picking up that deterioration early. And if we pick up that deterioration early, we get them admitted to hospital early. And if we get them admitted to hospital early, they get out of hospital quicker. Mm. And that's what we're still seeing, and that hasn't changed between the first wave and the second wave.
Yeah, I spoke to a doctor over the weekend who works at a public facility, and he was saying one of the things that was horrific was he could see a patient walking in with sats with an oxygen a level of 40, and they've walked in. He doesn't know how they've walked in, but it's obvious that they've avoided coming to hospital until now, and he knows that within 6 hours this patient is not going to be around anymore, because at that stage there is absolutely, well, I mean I'm just repeating what he said, there's nothing that they're going to be able to do to help this patient. It's just too far.
And the worst part is that the patient feels fine at that point.
And so, of course, that's a critical thing, is the minute that somebody has found that they are positive, they need to be monitored. It's absolutely critical.
Absolutely.
In terms of, and I want you to be very careful with how you answer this, in terms of behavior in the community, certainly I've seen and heard some very problematic stories around social events. There's no intention of naming and shaming. That's not what this is about. But certainly some of the stories that I've heard leaves me cold. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing.
Right, that was prefaced by a big sigh. So that sigh already answered. And I don't, obviously, I'm telling you, I'm cautioning you, just obviously be, think about how you answer it. I don't want to cause any issues, but we do need to talk about behavior, whether we like it or not.
So what we're seeing, more so in the second wave than the first wave, is a concept that I know you've heard a million times right now, and that's something called COVID fatigue. And people are tired. People want to get their lives back together. People want to send their kids back to school. People want to, and that's all different discussion, which I don't think we should get into. But the people are just want to get their lives back to normality. They've had enough of wearing masks. They've had enough of standing 2 meters away. They've had enough of not hugging their family and friends. They've had enough of it. They've had enough of not having bar mitzvahs with 500 people, or weddings with thousands of people. They've had enough of it. So there's what we're seeing, and is general people. They're cutting corners. And when you cut corners, unfortunately, in a time of a pandemic, that doesn't yield a good outcome.
So if there's a message that you could give people from a Hatzolah perspective, from my message, what you are seeing.
My message would be, hold on, just push on for a couple of more weeks, maybe a few more months, but push on, don't let your guard down. Don't think it's over. Don't think you can't be affected. It's not the other person now. It's us. We can't have the mindset of saying, you know, I didn't know anyone that has gotten COVID, so clearly it's not going to affect me. We all know now someone that has at least tested positive for COVID, and most people know some people that have landed up in hospital. This is not somebody else now. This is coming home to our families. Just hold on, push on, and stay strong.
I like that. Just hold on. It is 8:55. Uriel Rosen, he is the operations manager at Hatzolah, giving us an update as to what they are seeing. Continue to do the amazing work that you are doing. It is really God's own work. It is 8:55. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.